It's a short letter that he writes to them to remind them about who they should hang out with, what attitude they should have, and what the makings of good life really are. And so reading from the third chapter, beginning at the sixth verse, Paul says, "Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked day and night so that we would not be a burden to any of you. This was not because we do not have the right to ask you, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command. Anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort to the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Never tire of doing what's good. There are enough self-help books out there in the world telling you what a good life is and how to get that good life that we could probably fill this sanctuary. I'm not saying to the ceiling, just fill it. If you sort your stuff and get rid of the extra stuff, you can live a good life. If you keep joy in your heart and never be sad, you can live a good life. If you never say negative things about anyone in the world and always say positive things to everyone in the world, you can live a good life. If you save $4,500,000, you can live a good life. If you buy a house that is more than 4,000 square feet, you can live a good life. If you put all of your children through college, all of your grandchildren through college, and then buy a boat, you can have a good life. Are you getting where I'm going with this? I mean, these are just a sampling of all the ways that we can have a good life. What happened to if you love your family and spend time with them, you can have a good life? What about if you love someone and give to them what they cannot return to you? You can have a good life. What about if you can forgive someone who has hurt you and forgive them more than once? You can have a good life. What happened to those things? I don't necessarily see those in a lot of the self-help books. I'm not saying they're not there at all, but in a lot of the self-help books, you know, I agree with some things. I mean, I think if we declutter, we have clarity in our life. I'm working on that myself right now, and it really does help. I mean, I think there's some things to be said for that. But I don't think that that's the end-all to be-all as far as having a whole good life. It might be a step. It might be a good thing. But if we're talking about a whole life, Paul talks about what we're supposed to do to live a good, whole life. And the Psalms talked, the Psalm that was, I mean, Isaiah that was read this morning, sorry, is another example of how to live a good, whole life. The offering meditation that we had today. When did things have to be so big and sparkly and huge and exciting to make a good life? What happened to sitting and having a beverage of your choice? I'm going to pick tea this time. With friends and just having good conversation. It's not a $400 meal. It's a beverage. It's sitting together in each other's living rooms or on the porch or wherever. What happened to being able to appreciate and look at it as being a good life when we have children who come home to visit, or we get to go visit our children or grandchildren? What happened to having those wonderful moments where a child says something and just tickles you to death, and have that be the good life? Rather than buying a $6,000 motorized car that they can drive around. I'm not saying that spending money is a bad thing. It's not. And I'm not saying that having money is a bad thing at all. It's not. Jesus never said we shouldn't have money. Jesus never said you shouldn't spend your money on what you want to spend your money on. But Jesus did say you might want to think about at least sharing some of your abundance with those who don't have abundance. When we do things like the Christmas gift, those of us who participate in it are very acutely aware that the families that we are helping are families who are trying their best. They really are. And they can't make it. And they need a little love. And they need a little help. And they're not asking for a Maserati. They don't even know what a Maserati probably is, but they're not asking for a new house. They're asking for socks. And underwear, and shirts for their kids, and maybe a bicycle, but that's only if you feel like you can. They're asking for coats, so that when it's zero outside, they don't have to go out in just a sweatshirt. For me, for you, living the good life, at least in part, has to be that feeling that we get when we've been able to share out of our abundance and watch the faces of those who are so grateful. Just knowing you made their day, their week, their month, and probably their year better. What happened to taking meals? Somebody who's sick or just had surgery. Gosh, I remember we had a whole committee at one time in one of the first churches I served that they were not the funeral dinner committee. That was a whole separate committee. This was the sick and pregnancy committee. No lie, that was the name of their committee. I always thought we could probably change that because you're not sick when you're pregnant. You're just pregnant. But it was the sick, and I always wondered where the surgeries came into, because you're not sick and you're not pregnant, at least we hope not, when you're having like knee replacement and hip replacement. But in any case, the idea was excellent. If we knew somebody was having surgery, we would make a plan to provide them with meals, at least one meal, every day for however many days that they needed that help. Some of them said, thank you, but we're okay. We've got lots of family. We don't need to help. Some of them would say, if you could just bring it like the day of surgery and the day after, that would be such a help. Men and women would go through chemotherapy and not be able to work. And the committee would provide him with meals and take into consideration you've got a person having chemotherapy, so you don't provide them with spicy hot chicken. It's simple things. Living the good life in Jesus Christ, if you imitate him, his life was so rich, but it wasn't about things, and it wasn't about money. It was about giving of himself and loving and letting others love him. And sitting with them at dinner and walking with them in nature and being with them to let them know that they're loved. All of us need to know we're loved. All of us. And all of us need to know we belong somewhere. We fit in. And Christ's community is the place where both of those things should always be going on. People should always feel that they are loved and that they belong. They should never feel as though they are the outsiders, and they should never feel that they are not loved. And it's the whole community that is Christ's presence. Even here today, how many of you came in and started hugging on each other and greeting each other and how are things going and duh, duh, duh? And how many people got ignored? I don't know that person. Well, go get to know them. They're part of the, you know, community of faith. I don't think they'll bite. Do we have anyone here who will bite? Oh, Donna. Don't anybody talk to Donna because Donna's going to bite you. Laughter. Joy. Wanting to be together. Wanting to be God's people. This is how to have a good life. The rest is icing and cherries and caramel on the top. And it's good. I mean, it's nice. But it's not life. Life is what's underneath all of that. Life is love. And love is life. Let us pray. Almighty God, we want to live the good life, not the good life according to some out there in the world, but the good life according to you. We want to be Christ followers, Christians. Help us, Lord, live each day grateful, helpful, loving, and loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I need a drink of water. Our hymn of invitation is, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, number 589. Please stand and sing.